From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The European Union's Justice Agency says it has arrested dozens of suspects in an international identity theft sting that involved millions of euros stolen from bank accounts. The agency, known as Eurojust, announced Wednesday that it has arrested 49 suspects, mostly from Nigeria and Cameroon, in an investigation of some $6.8 million stolen from European bank accounts and transferred out of Europe. Eurojust said the scam involved stealing victims' usernames and passwords and using the information to steal money from private bank accounts. It said officers from Britain, Belgium, Georgia, Italy, Poland, and Spain participated in the series of arrests Tuesday. The Greek prime minister is scheduled to meet in Brussels Wednesday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande for negotiations on new bailout funds for the debt-ridden country. Greece has 3 weeks to come up with enough cash to avoid a default on its obligations to the International Monetary Fund when its international rescue package expires at the end of June. On Tuesday, Greece offered a new economic reform plan to its creditors, the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and Greece's European neighbors. A suicide bomber blew himself up Wednesday outside the ancient Karnak Temple in southern Egypt in an attack that left 4 people wounded. Officials said the attack involved 2 other people who were killed by police and that none were tourists. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The temple in Luxor is part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. This is VOA News. The United States announced Tuesday that it will not meet with Muslim Brotherhood delegation in Washington for a private conference. The group has been designated a terrorist organization by the Egyptian government. Jeff Rathke is a U.S. spokesman.
We engage with representatives from across the political spectrum, and this is a group we've also met with in the recent past. Don't have any further reason. We simply aren't meeting with them this time. No change in policy. We remain in contact. We will remain in contact with groups across the political spectrum.
Again, that is U.S. spokesman Jeff Rathke. President Obama is expected to decide as early as this week on a plan to send hundreds of additional military trainers to Iraq to bolster Iraqi troops in their fight against the Islamic State group. The new set of up to 500 personnel would join the 3,000 trainers and advisors Mr. Obama authorized last year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said there's an urgent need to accelerate such training.
Iraqi security forces that have benefited from the support of our coalition military partners have performed well on the battlefield. And what we know is that in at least one recent area where we experienced a setback in Ramadi, those were forces that had not benefited from being trained by the U.S.-led coalition.
And that is White House spokesman Josh Earnest. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has postponed next week's planned visit to the United States to help her country deal with an outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. The president's office says Ms. Park will reschedule the trip to Washington, where she was to hold talks with President Barack Obama. It's not known when that trip will be rescheduled. Seoul on Wednesday confirmed 2 more deaths as a result of the MERS outbreak, bringing the total number of fatalities to 9. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi begins a trip to China Wednesday aimed at bolstering diplomatic ties that have been tested as a result of her country's democratic reforms. China's Communist Party, a major ally of Myanmar's former military junta, is hosting the Myanmar democracy icon, who is traveling with a delegation from her National League for Democracy. NLD officials expect Aung San Suu Kyi to meet with top Chinese leaders. FIFA says it has suspended the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup because of the ongoing corruption scandal involving the World Football Governing Body. It would be nonsense to start any bidding process for the time being, according to the FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valcke. He said that at a news conference in Russia on Wednesday. It's not clear when a decision would be made. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.